is, how did Balram, how did Duryodhana get the affection of Balram? How did he win Balram over to his side?
Yes.
Yeah. So, there are two things here. First is that Krishna performs his pastimes with different characters playing different roles. There are some people who are demoniac, they create some obstacles. And those obstacles lead to the intensification of the love between him and his devotees. And it's like when Duryodhana tries to have Draupadi disrobe, that is when Draupadi intensely, fervently, desperately calls out to Krishna. And there is that immortal reciprocation of surrendered love that is visible, that is demonstrated by Draupadi. So sometimes there are demons who take such roles. Sometimes there are devotees like Jaya Vijay. They can become Kamsa and they can become Shishupala and Antavakra or Ravan and Kumbhakarna. So they can take such roles. Sometimes there are some characters who may themselves transitionally take such roles by Krishna's will. So for example, in the spiritual world there are Jatila and Kutila in Vrindavan. So they are the relatives of Radharani and they create obstacles in the meeting of Krishna and Radha. So that is simply to enhance the pastimes. So sometimes, so Krishna, so by his will only, Balaram sometimes take a viparit position. He takes the opposite position for the sake of creating some more additional excitement. Now, there is, so now Duryodhana, he wins over Balaram's affection primarily by his diligence to learning mace fighting. So Duryodhana also, he knows how to pursue his purposes. And pursuing his purpose means, in this case, he wants to counter Bhima's strength, and for that he needs to be expert in fighting. So for that purpose, he seeks Balaram, who is expert mace teacher. And at that time, Duryodhana is, when he first approaches Balaram, at that time, Duryodhana is not really exhibited outright demoniac qualities during the first meeting. And then after that, he starts learning and he studies very diligently, practices all skills. And even Krishna acknowledges that. As when it's mace fighting, the two are equally matched, Bhima and Duryodhana. But they are not equally matched in the sense that in all skills, they are, in everything they are equal. Rather, Bhima is superior in strength, whereas Duryodhana is superior in skill. So that is by his diligence. So to some extent, he wins Duryodhana, Balaram's heart by his diligent studentship. And secondly, he also has his own spin. His spin means, it is not that Balaramji is misled by it, but that is all part of the Leela. So what he has his own reasoning. First he tries to argue that actually who knows if the Pandavas are actually the son of Pandu. We knew that Pandu was, could not beget children. So maybe there are some upstarts who have come along. Then he says, actually, like that, he comes along with all, if you see, at various points he comes along with all strange reasons. Earlier I said that, actually they don't completed the Agyatvas. He gives a reason like that. Then another point he says, actually, the Pandavas, they are yogis. They had lived for the first 10, just like Krishna lived for the first 10 years of his life, in a Varana in which he was not born. He lived as a Vaishya. Similarly, the Pandavas, the first 10 years of their life, they lived in a Varna of a Brahmana, because they were living with Brahmanas. Pandavas were living a Brahmanical life. So he says, they are not trained for fighting. So they will not be able to maintain the kingdom properly. They will not be able to do Kshatriya duties properly. So he begins to act as if he has his own side of the story. And in that way, he tries to persuade people. So it's not that he succeeds in manipulating Balaram, but that's a part of the Leela. By Krishna's will, Balaram takes on that opposition role so that there can be further excitement in Krishna's pastimes. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?